Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Kansas City Royals and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Willie Wilson. Batting second. The shortstop, UL Washington. Batting third. The third baseman, George Brett. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Amos Otis. Batting fifth. The DH, Hal McRae. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Willie Akins. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Jerry Martin. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Frank White. Batting ninth. The catcher, Don Slott. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Larry Gura. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Jerry Remy. Batting second. The right fielder, Dwight Evans. Batting third. The left fielder, Jim Rice. Batting fourth. The DH, Tony Perez. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Wade Boggs. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Dave Stapleton. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Glenn Hoffman. Batting eighth. The catcher, Gary Allinson. Batting ninth. The center fielder, Reed Nichols. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Mike Torres. And now, play ball. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Remy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett hits a line drive towards left. Rice catches it and throws to first to double up Wilson. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gura fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a fly ball into right field. Martin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hoffman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hoffman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Willie Akins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Akins hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Nichols. Akins reaches second base with a double. Jerry Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boggs fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gura fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs hits a fly ball into left field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Stapleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stapleton hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Wilson. Stapleton reaches second base with a double. Glenn Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Remy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Slott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Slott hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hoffman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Wilson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Rice. Wilson reaches second base with a double. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0-for-1 in the game. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Torres fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Gary Allinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Washington scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Reed Nichols is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nichols hits a pop-up towards first. Aiken settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy is 0-for-1 in the game. Remy hits a pop-up towards short. Washington settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Royals will come to bat. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0-for-1 in the game. Brett hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Evans. Brett reaches second base with a double. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0-for-1 in the game. Otis hits a ball on the ground towards first. Stapleton scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Otis for the out. Brett moves to third. One out. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0-for-1 in the game. McRae hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Brett scores. It's 1-0, Royals. Willie Akins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Akins is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Akins hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. McRae moves to third. Jerry Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0-for-1 in the game. Martin hits a fly ball into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. McRae tags and scores. Two outs. It's 2-0, Royals. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-1 in the game. White hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Evans. White reaches second base with a double. Akins moves to third. Don Slott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Slott is 0-for-1 in the game. Slott takes first base on ball 4. Tom Bergmeier now pitching. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Wilson hits a fly ball into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-1 in the game. Evans hits a fly ball into right field. Martin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0 for 1 in the game. Rice strikes out. Two outs. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez is 0 for 1 in the game. Perez takes first base on ball 4. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Perez moves to second. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 0 for 1 in the game. Boggs hits a ball on the ground towards short. Washington scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Royals will come to bat. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0 for 2 in the game. Washington hits a line drive into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Brett hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Nichols. Brett reaches second base with a double. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0 for 2 in the game. Otis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rice throws the ball into Remy, who tags Otis, trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Brett scores. Two outs. It's 3-0, Royals. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. McRae hits a pop-up towards third. Boggs settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dave Stapleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stapleton is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Stapleton hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Glenn Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 0 for 1 in the game. Hoffman hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Allinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Allinson hits a fly ball into right field. Martin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Reed Nichols is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nichols is 0 for 1 in the game. Nichols hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Stapleton moves to third. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy is 0 for 2 in the game. Remy hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Stapleton scores. Nichols moves to second. It's 3-1, Royals. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0 for 2 in the game. Evans hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 4-3, Red Sox. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0 for 2 in the game. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards short. Washington scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Royals 3. The Royals will come to bat. Willie Akins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Akins is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Akins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Remy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Martin strikes out. Two outs. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. White hits a line drive into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Royals 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Perez takes first base on ball 4. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 0 for 2 in the game. Boggs hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gura fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Dave Stapleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stapleton is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Stapleton strikes out. Two outs. Glenn Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 0 for 2 in the game. Hoffman hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Royals 3. The Royals will come to bat. Don Slott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Slott is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Slott bunts towards first. Stapleton juggles the ball. That's an error on Stapleton. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Wilson strikes out. One out. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0 for 3 in the game. Washington hits a pop-up towards short. Hoffman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 2 for 3 in the game, with two doubles. Brett strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Royals 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Gary Allenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allenson is 0 for 2 in the game. Allenson is called out on strikes. One out. Reed Nichols is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nichols is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Nichols hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Remy hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Nichols moves to second. Mike Armstrong now pitching. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Evans hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Nichols scores. Remy moves to third. It's 5-3, Red Sox. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0 for 3 in the game. Rice takes first base on ball 4. Evans moves to second. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Perez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Royals 3. The Royals will come to bat. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Otis hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Rice. Otis reaches second base with a double. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. McRae hits a line drive towards short. Hoffman reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Akins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Akins is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Akins hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Remy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boggs fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Royals 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 0-for-3 in the game. Boggs strikes out. One out. Dave Stapleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stapleton is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Stapleton hits a ball on the ground towards first. Akins scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Stapleton for the out. Two outs. Glenn Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 0-for-3 in the game. Hoffman hits a pop-up towards short. Washington settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Royals 3. The Royals will come to bat. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. White hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Rice. White reaches second base with a double. Don Slott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Slott is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Slott hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boggs fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Wilson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. White moves to third. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0-for-4 in the game. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hoffman fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 5, and Kansas City Royals, 3. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.